You're listening to the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show, helping you transform your deepest fears into your greatest strengths. Here's your host, Keith Blakemore Noble.
One day, two monks decide they're going to go on a journey. And as part of this journey, they know they have to cross the Great River. Now, the Great River is very deep, very fast, very dangerous. There is only one safe crossing place anywhere nearby. That's where the river is a little wider, a little shallower, a little slower. It's still dangerous, but it is crossable with care. So the monks head down together toward the safe crossing place. As they approach the crossing place, they can see there is a figure stood on the bank. As they get closer, they can see this figure is in fact a woman. Now, the monks belong to an order which has a very strict ban on any contact with women. The monks arrive at the crossing place, and the lady speaks to them and says, "Thank goodness you're here. Can you help me cross the river, please?" Now, the younger monk doesn't know what to do, doesn't know what to say, where to look. He knows they are strictly forbidden from having any contact with women. He doesn't know what to do. The elder monk says nothing. Simply picks the woman up, places her on his shoulders, and proceeds to wade into the river and start crossing. The younger monk is aghast. He doesn't know what to do, what to say. Why is he doing that? Doesn't he know we're forbidden from having any contact with women? The younger monk enters the river and starts wading across, following his elder brother, aghast at what is going on. By the time the younger monk reaches the far bank, the elder monk has already arrived there, set the woman down, and she is headed off on her way. But the two monks say nothing, but they dry off and continue on their journey. Now, the elder monk is loving every moment of this journey. He's appreciating the beautiful mountain landscape far off in the distance, the wonderful views of the forests and the woodlands nearby, enjoying the feeling of the warming sun on his back, hearing the gorgeous sound of the birds singing away in the distance, catching the odd glimpse of a woodland animal flitting about its business here and there, breathing in the lovely fragrance from the flowers, and pausing from time to time to enjoy a juicy berry or a nice ripe piece of fruit. He is loving and enjoying every second of this journey. The younger monk, however, sees none of this. The younger monk is still fretting, still thinking, why did he do that? Why did he pick the woman up? Doesn't he know? Of course he knows. He knows we're not allowed to have contact with women. Why did he do it? What is he playing at? That was so wrong. I should say something. Somebody should say something. This is going on and on and on in the younger monk's mind the whole way. Eventually, after many, many miles of walking in silence, the elder monk decides now would be a good time to sit down and have a bite to eat. So they both sit down, open up their provisions and have a bite to eat. The elder monk enjoying the delicious bread freshly baked in the monastery that morning. The younger monk is still preoccupied with why did he carry that woman? Why did he do it? Eventually he can take it no more and he blurts out, "Brother, why did you carry that woman across the water? You know we're not allowed contact with women." The elder monk smiles and replies, "Brother, I set the woman down many hours ago. It's you who still carries her." And I also want to share with you the words of the Buddha, who says that holding on to a grudge is like holding a hot coal with the intent of throwing it at someone else. You are the one who gets burned. forgiveness, letting go. Such an important part of life. But so many people have so many fears around forgiving. When we talk about forgiveness, so many people have so many fears that come up. Fears which stop them from forgiving. Fears which cause them to cling on to the past. Fears which prevent them from letting go. And ultimately, all this holds them back, stops them from moving forwards with their life. So let's take a look at what some of these fears are and see why they are unfounded and unhelpful, and why truly the way to move forward is to let go of the past. One big fear that people have is that everything which happens to us is what creates who we are. We are the sum of all of our experiences. We are the result of everything that's happened to us. Which means, so the reasoning goes, if we forget about something that happened in the past, if we let it go, forgive it, forget about it, pretend it never happened, doesn't that change who we are? Doesn't that mean we can no longer learn from that thing that happened in the past? Doesn't it change who I am? I don't want to change. I want to be me. So I can't let go of that. And that is a very real fear. It's a very strong fear. However, here's the thing. When we forgive, when we let go of the past, we're not talking about denying what happened. We're absolutely not talking about pretending it never happened, drawing a veil over it, blanking the event from our memory and pretending it never happened at all. Absolutely none of that. When we forgive, when we let go, when we move on, what we're actually doing is we're letting go of the emotions which we have now over the event that happened in the past. We're letting go of the emotion, the energetic connections, the energies that we have and feel and experience now in the present. We're letting go of those. So it's the emotions we hold now about the event in the past. That's what we're letting go of. It's not about denying the event in the past. It's not about pretending it never happened. We absolutely acknowledge it happened. But we're detaching ourselves from the emotion. We're letting go of the emotion we continue to hold on to now. We're letting go of that hot coal. And that's a very important thing. Because by letting go of that emotion, we're able to let go of the hold that that event has over us, which actually frees us up to be able to move on. We are not pretending the event never happened. It certainly doesn't prevent us from learning the lessons from the event. In fact, if anything, by allowing ourselves to let go of the emotion that we have now, the emotional attachment we have now, by allowing ourselves to be free from that emotion, to detach from that emotion, we are actually able to view the event in a much more holistic way, a much more detached way. We are far better able to learn the lessons that event truly has for us than we are by continually reliving it and reliving that old, unhelpful, hurting emotion. So by letting go from the past, we are not denying the past. We're not pretending it never happened. We are acknowledging it happened. We're preventing it from having a hold over us now and holding us back. We're cutting that chain. And we're able to look back on that event in the past and actually learn from it with a much more dispassionate viewpoint, which enables us to far better learn the true lessons that that event has for us. That's why letting go is so important. That's why forgiving is so important. That's why setting it down. Yes, it happened. It sucked. It was horrible. It happened in the past. It's not happening now. It has happened. It's over. We can learn from it. We can absolutely acknowledge it happened. But we don't have to keep reliving that. We don't have to stay in the fear or the dread or the hurt or the hate, the anger, the agony, whatever it is. We don't have to keep reliving that every day. we can let it go. We can acknowledge it happened. Let it serve its purpose in the past to enable us in the present to grow and move forward into our future. That's what letting go is all about. That's what moving forward through forgiveness is all about. So far from denying who we are, by letting go, we're actually enabling ourselves to fully celebrate who we are, to really be who we are, and to grow. Another big fear people have about forgiveness and forgiving the past and letting go from the past is, okay, if I forgive what happened, I'm letting them get away with it. I'm letting them get away with it. They don't face any consequences. Let's them off with it. And that's not fair. Again, that's very unhelpful, very hurtful. It hurts us. It doesn't hurt them. It only hurts us. Let's explore why. When we forgive past events, ultimately, when you get right down to it, the core of it, when we move forward through forgiveness, what we're actually forgiving is that part of ourself which has remained caught up in that past event. That's what we're actually forgiving. And until we forgive ourselves, we're not going to be able to move on. Now, how can it be hurtful to forgive ourselves? How can it be anything other than beneficial? We're forgiving ourselves for not moving forward. That's what we're doing when we're forgiving. Now, when we forgive something that's happened in the past, we're not letting the person get away with it. I mean, by holding on to our resentment about the past, we're not impacting the other person. If we hold a grudge, if we hold that burning coal, we're holding on to a grudge. How much do you think it actually impacts the other person, especially if we don't have any contact with the other person? How much does it impact them? Absolutely nothing, not one jot. They've already forgotten about it, moved on. It's not affecting them at all. It's us who are affected by it. And you've got to ask yourself this, how much longer are you prepared to allow that person to live rent-free in your head? How much longer are you going to allow them to be occupying your waking thoughts? And to what end? Because it doesn't matter how much you think about it, doesn't matter what you think about them, it doesn't impact them one iota. So if it doesn't impact them one iota thinking about them, where's the harm in letting go? So that you can think about the things you want to think about. You can think about the future you want to create and that you are free to create, but that you're not creating because you're allowing yourself to be dragged back to the past. It's not about letting them get away with it. It's about letting yourself move forward. Now, it doesn't mean that you're going to let them do the same thing again and again. I mean, suppose somebody borrows some money from you. Suppose a mate borrows £1,000 from you, $1,000, whatever, from you, promising faithfully to pay it back, and of course they never do. You might hold that grudge, whatever, it really churns away at you. It doesn't make the money come back any. It just hurts you inside. So you choose to let go. You should choose to forgive. Okay, they borrowed it. They promised they'd pay back. They didn't pay back. Hey, that's life. I ain't getting that money back, no matter what happens. Whether I hold a grudge or whether I don't hold a grudge. Whether I keep thinking about it every day or whether I forget about it and move on. Whether I hold it against them inside for the rest of my life or whether I forgive and let go. Either way, I'm not getting my money back. So, if I let go, I'm now free to move on. If I stop having my waking moments filled up with thinking about that, they can be filled with thinking about more positive things that help me move forward. What it doesn't mean is, if the person then came back later and said, can I borrow £1,000 from you? I promise I'll pay you back this time. Doesn't mean you're going to go, yeah, sure, here you go. Have £1,000. No worries, I trust you. No, you learn the lesson that is not somebody to lend money to. So it doesn't mean you're going to fall for the same stuff over and over again. You learn the lessons, but you're able to move forward. And it doesn't just have to be big, bad things like that. It can be anything. Even some perceived slight can hold us back. It can really, really be harmful when there's no need. By moving forward through forgiveness, by letting go of the past, it enables you to move forward. That is why forgiveness is such a powerful tool. Let me cite a personal example. And now there are lots of really big examples I could cite. And you can think of lots of big examples yourself. But I want to give an example of something which, and now I look back on it, it's actually a trivial matter, but which at the time felt so big that it was really consuming me and really holding me back. And that is why it was so important to move forward through forgiveness, to move forward by letting go. It goes back nearly 10 years. I was working in IT for a company. It was a US-based company. And my manager was the director of IT for the company, and he was in the US. I was in the UK, so my manager was in the US, but I was working in the UK office, and I was supporting the UK office, and all the work I did, a lot of the work I did, was for the UK office. I also did work supporting the other global offices, but that's by the by. So I had like a dotted line report to the director of the UK office. He was kind of like my day-to-day manager. So I had somebody I could speak with, somebody I could bounce ideas off. It's important to have a manager that you can interact with daily. Now, one day my US manager flew over, visited the office. Just happened to be the same day that our HR manager flew down from the Scottish office where HR was based. And my US manager asked to see me. Okay, hello, you don't come over very often. This is interesting. Oh, look, the HR person's in here as well. What have I done? They basically had the conversation. Keith, we're really sorry. The company's going through a bit of a downturn. We're having to restructure and save money, and we're having to make your position redundant. You leave at the end of the week. Here's a wheelbarrow full of cash. Never come back. It's like, oh, well, I never saw that coming. Oh, big, big shock. But here's the thing. My UK manager, so that was on like the Monday. I was then sent home, came back in on the Thursday, I think it was, for the final signing everything off and get me paycheck and leave. UK manager never said a word to me that whole time. And then the time came, I go in, sign the final thing. They confirm the redundancy is going ahead, blah, blah, blah. And I'm let go. And that whole time, the UK manager had never said anything to me. Now, I'd kind of worked for him for 12, 15 years, something like that. And at that point, I was inside. I was infuriated. I was livid. Why did he not say anything? Why didn't he stand up for me? Why didn't he try and fight this? Why didn't he try and stop them getting rid of this job? Why didn't he support me? All this sort of stuff. Really railing against him. And it kind of reached, I was getting more and more and more wound up and annoyed every day. This was kind of the thought that kept going on and on and on through my head. Why didn't he do something about it? Why didn't he speak up? Why didn't he try and support me? Why didn't he try and stop it happening? And then it started to get really silly. I was thinking, oh, well, that's it. If ever I'm out in town and I see him, I'm crossing the road. I'm never speaking to him. And this is going on and on and on and really churning away at me. Until I realized, look, Keith, this is stupid. This is not helping. Above all, Keith, it's not helping you in the slightest. You've got to do something about it. So I went through, forward through forgiveness. I forgave, went through the process to completely forgive and let go of everything that happened. Of course, and after doing that, I kind of realized it's not just me. He had a team of 60 people that he was responsible for. The company was going through a financial downturn. 60 potential jobs could have been at risk at some stage. Plus, he, although he was my UK manager, had absolutely no authority in the hiring or firing or whatever process, was not involved in any of that side at all, had absolutely no input in it. Nothing he could have said would have made one iota of difference. He was busy focusing on making sure the rest of the team had jobs to continue to come to. So of course, and none of it was personal. By forgiving, I was able to see through that, let it all go, and actually move on and start moving on to the next step of my journey, which has brought me to where I am now. And to be honest, was the best thing that could ever have happened. And the very interesting thing was, 2 or 3 days after I went through that process, I was actually sitting in the pub with him, having a quiet pint, and we were reminiscing over the good old days, and we were talking about what our respective plans for the future were, and wishing each other well. Far better way to draw a close to that particular chapter of life, I'm sure you'll agree. Far better way than holding on to that bitterness, which was coming from nowhere, really. And it was totally unfair. And it was not serving any purpose whatsoever. That's the power of moving forward through forgiveness. That's the power of moving forward by letting go. And that's why I hope you can join me. That's why I hope you will find it in you to be able to go through this, to forgive, to let go of the past, to embrace the opportunities to let go. Because although it can seem scary, although it can seem a bit disconcerting, by letting go of those things in the past, all we're doing is letting go of the emotion that we hold now about that event in the past. What we're doing is we're enabling ourselves to view that event in its proper context. Now, it could well be an horrific event. It could well have been incredibly unfair. But it's in the past, and we are detached from it, and we're able to see, to view it in that way, and to learn the positive lessons for ourselves and for our future that we can learn from that event accordingly. And that far better serves us, far better enables us to live, to learn, to grow, and to move forward by letting go. It's not about letting people get away with anything. It's about forgiving ourselves for clinging on and reliving that old situation day after day after day. It's all about cleansing the energetic ties. It's all about moving forward through forgiveness. It's all about moving forward by letting go. That's why forgiveness is such an important thing. Anne Lamott expressed it beautifully. Refusing to forgive is like swallowing rat poison in the hopes that the rat will die.
Been listening to the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show, helping you transform your deepest fears into your greatest strengths. To find out more, please visit keithblakemorenoble.com.